I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1933. That was the day that Hormel plant workers in Austin, Minnesota began a sit-down strike. The company head, Jay Hormel, boasted that his company was a benevolent dictatorship. Workers agreed that the company was a dictatorship, but not very benevolent. The 1929 stock market crash and Great Depression hit the Hormel plant hard. Hormel implemented a plan to spread the work to keep as many workers employed as possible. Some workers called the plan spread the misery. There was a major reduction in the number of hours worked by each employee. Due to the policy, Hormel employees joined the ranks of the working poor. By the spring of 1933, Hormel workers were seriously discontent. Few knew much about union organizing. However, one worker, Joseph Ellis, had been involved in labor organizing in the past. When he was hired at Hormel, the company did not check into his background. Ellis was eventually made a casing room foreman. From there, he could hire and fire workers. He began hiring former Meatpacking Union and IWW members. The workers organized and won union recognition, but little else. For one thing, the company never gave the union a copy of their signed contract. Hormel also refused to raise wages. And on this historic day, union members gathered in a show of solidarity. They did not plan to strike, but had hoped to get the attention of the company by taking a strike vote. However, after the vote to strike passed, enthusiastic union members rushed to the plant. The workers there suspended all operations. A strike was underway. And nearly a month later, the State Industrial Commission mandated wage increases for all the workers.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryintwo.com.